Saturday is the second anniversary of the shootings in which 9 people were murdered at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. There will be events throughout the month to mark the tragedy and honor the victims. One consequence of the shootings is the presence of armed security guards at many churches. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn will bring us that story in a moment. First, Alexandra Olgan reports from Charleston on how some aspects of life in the city are very different.
Melvin Graham is still trying to adjust to his new normal. He's a lifelong Charleston resident. He thinks his city has changed since June 17th, 2015.
I see a difference in the way people interact with each other. People have told me over and over again, I see and I feel a difference.
On the other hand, Graham is still on edge in the one place he used to feel most safe, church.
We look at the door when it opens. When cars turn around in the churchyard, all heads turn. You have to be aware. You can't take anything for granted anymore. And maybe in time we'll go back to a point where we're not looking over our shoulders. But right now, you have to.
Graham's sister, Cynthia Graham Hurd, was one of the Emmanuel 9 victims. He sat through weeks of court proceedings this winter with his brother, Charlotte resident Malcolm Graham. While he's relieved the killer is now locked up, he can't shake what he's learned.
But the reality of what happened, the facts of what happened, are now fresh in your mind. So questions that you had, you now have answers to. You have answers you don't want to know anymore, but they're in your head.
Graham says he learned that his sister was lying on the floor when Dylan Roof pumped 7 bullets into her body. We spoke the morning a gunman opened fire on Republican members of Congress while in a baseball practice. Graham says the words of the previous Attorney General Loretta Lynch still ring in his ears.
You are now members of a club that no one wants to be a member of. And with each tragedy, each shooting, each killing, each massacre, the club grows. And I know the pain that the families are feeling.
Church steeples are some of the most visible structures, and the faith community is sprawling and deep-rooted. Chaplains, for example, often respond to 911 calls when there is a tragedy involved to provide spiritual comfort. Rich Robertson leads the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy. There's a sentiment among him and some other religious leaders that the city has come together as a way to show support for the victims and their families.
There was care for the people while the investigation was going and all that kind of logistical stuff. Leaders are listening to the pain of the people and responding to what's actually needed rather than just sort of responding to the incident.
One of the chaplains who responded to the Emmanuel AME Church 2 years ago was Pastor Spike Coleman. He stayed in contact with surviving family members. He agrees the community has come a long way, but says there is still a lot of work to do.
One of the challenges is to not just fall back into our old familiar patterns and routines and to assume that the problem's really not that bad, that Dylan Roof was just an isolated individual, and to not see the systemic issues that we need to address.
As part of that work, Coleman worked with law enforcement to develop an emergency response plan for his church and encourages others to do the same. For WFAE News, I'm Alexandra Olgan in Charleston.
And I'm Gwendolyn Glenn at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in West Charlotte. It's Wednesday evening, and a large group is gathered for Bible study. With the anniversary of the Charleston shootings a few days away, Moses Fox says safety is on his mind.
People are coming and going constantly, and it did make me step back to think, yeah, I see where our security members are. I understand the steps that are taken to protect us during church. But it did really make me step back and say, you know what? What more can we do?
Also at Bible study is Barry Brown. He's new to Charlotte and thinks the Charleston shootings make the case for more police at churches.
I think that churches are going to have to implement more police in general to help protect the service. And I feel safer when there is some police presence.
The Charleston shooting hit close to home at Friendship Missionary. Among its members is Malcolm Graham. His sister was one of the 9 Emmanuel victims. Before the Charleston shootings, the church had armed guards during Sunday services. After Charleston, they added them to Wednesday Bible study. In the last 2 years, many churches have turned to security consultant Jerome Johnson for help. His clients include Friendship, where he's also a member. He says most in the area had little to no security in place. After Charleston, his company received a flood of calls.
Not just African-American churches. Most churches had no security in place. About being in crisis, what would we do? The attitude was, we're going to pray and hope it doesn't happen here. After Charleston, the light came on, it could happen here.
Officials at C.N. Jenkins Presbyterian Church near Uptown accelerated their security plans. Prior to Charleston, volunteers watched for unusual behavior, says Reverend Dr. Jerry Cannon, and he carried a panic button when preaching.
After the incident, we've installed cameras that monitor the parking lot and the doors, and we now have monitors so that the office staff can see everybody who comes through the door, and then you're buzzed in.
Cannon says retired law enforcement officers train greeters on what to look out for and how to respond to trouble. All of this focus on safety and the potential for violence in the church has some wondering if this will change the mission of the Black church. Historically, it is a place new arrivals to a city often went first to get acclimated, and a protective haven where people turn for support.
People will always find some comfort within the Black church, within that community, but I think people's attitudes about their own safety and the safety of the people in the church has changed.
Writer Herb Frazier co-authored We Are Charleston, Tragedy and Triumph at Mother Emanuel.
The institution has always been under attack, dating back during the Jim Crow era, during the Civil Rights era, and even into the 90s and even into today. That was not new then. It's not new today. It is just part of the institutionalized hate that some people have towards Black churches and Black people in general.
And in the Charleston aftermath, most believe that open-door welcome to strangers is still a part of the Black church, but toned down in some respects.
I don't think that, say, a Black church is going to be suspicious of someone Black coming in who's moved to the area from another place. But I think that might be some people who might take a second look at someone who matches the profile of a Dylan Roof. That's sad to say, but I think people are going to think twice about that.
Security consultant Johnson says he expects the alert level of church officials to ebb somewhat after the anniversary. But that doesn't mean churches won't be on guard, says Frederick Robinson, executive director of Mecklenburg Ministries. He says the tragedy is etched in church officials' minds and they will remain vigilant. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.